you know that people may betray you because of your faith in Jesus Christ. Even your own family members may turn against those that are trusting in Christ. But my friend, others may oppose you. They may reject you. They may deny you. But I know one that never will. His name is Jesus Christ.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Mark, chapter 8. I'm going to read part of the 34th verse. Jesus said this, "Whoever desires to come after me, let him," what? "Deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." That's what Jesus said. That if you desire to come after him, there's something that we must do. What is that? We must deny ourselves, our desires, our own agenda. And we must yield ourselves to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, that whatever God wants, whatever God desires. In other words, your life is now taken up with this, desiring to do the will of God. To deny yourself means to renounce yourself. In other words, that person must give up all claims upon himself. But my friend, to deny self is not enough. The Christian must also do this, take up their cross. That's what Jesus said. Deny yourself, take up your cross and follow him. That means a Christian will share in the sufferings of Christ. I know that people don't want to hear that, but the fact is, if you live the true Christian life, then you can expect persecution from others. All those that desire to live godly shall or will suffer persecution. It's not just enduring the petty burdens of life. Everybody suffers, whether they're saved or unsaved. The Bible said the rain falls on the just and the unjust. It's not just being inconvenienced, because all people are inconvenienced from time to time. All go through trials. All go through difficulties. No, it's much more than this. The question is, what does it mean and what does it involve for a Christian to take up his cross? And I think that's pretty important. So what does it mean? Number one, it means this, a life of rejection. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Maybe because you made the choice to follow Jesus, you have suffered rejection from other people. To pick up your cross and to follow means a life of rejection. In other words, not everybody is going to love you. Not everybody is going to agree with you and your faith. Not everybody is going to support you. No, not at all. You know what? Friends might reject you. Co-workers may reject you. Neighbors might reject you. Yes, my friend, and even your own family, your own kin may reject you because of your faith. Well, what did Jesus have to say about this? Well, in Matthew in chapter 10 and verse 34, Jesus said this, "Do not think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword." Well, what does that mean? Well, let's read on. "For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be those of his own household." What? You mean those that live in my own home? It could be my family, my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister, my cousin, my nephew, my niece. That's right, my friend. Why? Because you made a choice to follow Christ and to serve the Lord. The Christian may experience times of rejection from their own flesh and blood. There will be those who will rise up against you in opposition because of your faith. Some may even betray you that you thought would never betray you. But my friend, the Lord will never betray those that put their faith and trust in him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.